Maria Cantwell actually had what I thought were good questions, and she had and the reason she was asking them I thought was actually appropriate. If you're going to drag somebody in there like Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook and keelhaul them, well, then you should be prepared. I got to tell you, the grandstanding, if you missed it, folks, you didn't miss anything. Senator, we learned from Senator Roy Blunt that he was the first member of the U.S. Senate. Well, I think he was in the House at that time, actually. That actually put on his taxpayer-financed congressional business card his Facebook account. Well, that was one of the, when I sent my business card down there to the Congressional Printing Office in 2011, they came back and the proof said, this is not ready for publication. We've never heard of this Facebook thing. What is that logo doing on there? No members. Anyway, that was Senator Blunt. Senator Mike Lee, though, asked the what I thought was in his interrogation, I thought was the appropriate question, which was, and Senator Lee said, now, Mr. Zuckerberg, you've been saying that you're not hostile to the to being regulated. You know, you're not hostile to being regulated, and you're not you're open to having a discussion with us and all that. Isn't it true, though, in your opinion, Mr. And I like the crafty way that Lee framed his argument. Isn't it true, though, that if you were to participate in the regulatory process in assisting my colleagues and I in regulating Facebook, couldn't the regulations also be written and used to ensure your monopoly? Isn't it true that between you and Google, 80% of all internet ad revenue is channeled? That's a revelation right there. Did anyone say anything about it, or did any members of Congress have an issue with it? No, they did not. Well, here is Cantwell's.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Welcome, Mr. Zuckerberg. Do you know who Palantir is?
I do.
Some people have referred to them as a Stanford Analytica. Do you agree?
Senator, I have not heard that.
Okay. Do you think Palantir taught Cambridge Analytica, as press reports are saying, how to do these tactics?
Senator, I don't know.
Do you think that Palantir has ever scraped data from Facebook?
Senator, I'm not aware of that.
Okay.
She's pissed.
Do you think that during the 2016 campaign, as Cambridge Analytica was providing support to the Trump campaign under Project Alamo, were there any Facebook people involved in that sharing of technique and information?
Senator, we provided support to the Trump campaign similar to what we provide to any advertiser or campaign who asks for it.
So that was a yes. Is that a yes?
Senator, can you repeat the specific question? I just want to make sure I get specific.
Oh, he has been coached.
During the 2016 campaign, Cambridge Analytica worked with the Trump campaign to refine tactics, and were Facebook employees involved in that?
Senator, I don't know that our employees were involved with Cambridge Analytica, although I know that we did help out the Trump campaign overall in sales support in the same way that we do with other campaigns.
Ah, stop it right there. What is it? Now, what is this sales support? This is interesting, isn't it? What would you think amounts to sales support? Sales support would mean, okay, so were we electing a president? Now, this is key. Or were we selling a product? The American system of democratic government is a sham. You already know this. Here's evidence of it. You weren't electing a president. There were two products that were for sale. One was Clinton Light, or maybe Clinton Heavy, and the other was Trump Tower.